listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series discussing the City of Lawrence Ballot Resolution 7442, October 3rd in the Library Auditorium. Details at lplks.org.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka, 82 in Abilene, 82 in Chanute. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. Get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. In our next half hour, CBS said its moderators would largely leave fact-checking up to the vice presidential candidates themselves in Tuesday's debate. Journalist Bill Adair said the network sent a powerful message, though. David Folkenflik will tell us all about it. Also, Israel's air defenses are some of the best in the world, but even they have their limits against a massive attack by Iran. Jeff Rumfield will talk about that. We will also revisit our wild card series today. Actor Terry Crews gets to answer a question. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Monsters Rule Friday night at Liberty Hall. It's our next KPR Cinema a go-go. Some classic chillers this time around for your Halloween season. Dr. X, also Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. See him on the big screen Friday night. Doors open at 6:30. Tickets at the door. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for
This is NPR News.
25 years after writing his famous book, The Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell says he's changed.
I'm not as sunny and full of possibility as I was back then.
So he re-examined his book about social epidemics and rewrote it more darkly. An idea re-examined tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will handle the regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, so a bit warmer. It is 77 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6:30.
Especially in black communities. For NPR News, I'm Drew Hawkins.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Task Force 1, the Swiftwater search and rescue team that deployed to Florida on September 24th, is now headed up to North Carolina to assist with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Helene there. KCTV reports that the Kansas team will conduct searches and rescues in flooded areas, provide basic medical care, and carry people and pets to dry land. Kansas Task Force 1 is made up of personnel from the Office of the State Fire Marshal, the Derby Fire Department, the Junction City Fire Department, the Manhattan Fire Department, Neosho Memorial Regional Medical Center, the Olathe Fire Department, Sedgwick County Fire District 1, and the Wichita Fire Department. Some Kansas school districts are consolidating schools to deal with declining enrollment. A new report says they should consider student test scores along with enrollment numbers when deciding which buildings to close. Michael Petrilli is president of the Fordham Institute, which issued the report. He says moving kids from low to higher performing schools could boost their achievement and save money.
It's painful. Nobody wants their school to close. But the worst thing you can do is to close a school and then have kids end up in a school that's even lower performing than the one you closed.
Among high-poverty Kansas schools identified as needing improvement, six have lost more than 20% of their students since the pandemic. One of those schools, Clark Elementary in Wichita, was shuttered earlier this year as part of district-wide closures. An uncommon algal bloom dangerous to fish appeared in a Kansas lake for the first time this year. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment typically finds blue-green algae in lakes across the state. The blooms, often caused by fertilizer runoff, can be toxic to humans and animals. But this spring, the department found golden algae in a city park lake in Hutchinson. Golden algae is less harmful to humans, but can cause mass fish kills. Here's Tom Stiles with the Bureau of Water at KDHE.
We just hope it's fairly contained just to this lake and hasn't spread to some of the other southern lakes in the state.
Stiles says golden algae is uncommon in Kansas. It's typically more suited to warmer states such as Texas or in southern Oklahoma. You're listening to KPR. It is 6:35.
Support for NPR.
Monsters rule at KPR's next Cinema A-Go-Go.
We are all under suspicion of murder.
What imbecile thought that of?
Friday night at Liberty Hall, we've got a terrific double feature from 1932, Dr. X, plus Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
There's a curse upon me. I change into a wolf.
Doors open 6:30 Friday. Tickets at the door. Get the scary details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org.
Thanks for allocating part of your day to KPR. Thank you for listening. Coming up in our next few minutes, still a little more All Things Considered. If you're joining us on KPR One, stay tuned for news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. It'll all be followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have the Moth Radio Hour. And right now, a little George Benson, because why not? Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the upper 80s. Lows in the upper 50s tomorrow night. Another pleasant day on Friday. Sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, down to the upper 50s Friday night. Then one of those random, odd, very hot days. Saturday, we are expecting a high in the 90s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
At progressive.com/careers. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
After a roller coaster summer, the ballots are set, and the countdown to November has begun. Stay with NPR News to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up, news headlines followed by 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. In the event that you were wondering, the Royals won their game against the Baltimore Orioles. Just wrapped up a little while ago. They have advanced to one of the American League Division Series, the one against the New York Yankees. Go Royals. 2-1 was the final score. Royals topping the Orioles. Bobby Witt Jr. once again drove in the winning run.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Lows in the upper 50s tonight, highs in the upper 80s tomorrow. This is KPR. It's 7:01, and the news is next.